Welcome back to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez. I now have Christina Patchell, who is the Rock Reach Manager and Outreach Coordinator for the Rock School of Dance. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm excited to have you. I love actually to see schools like this that are generating the arts to the youth.
Yes.
Because I think that's unfortunately missing.
It really is. It's a part of our school system that's really lacking, and with the funding being cut,
right,
that's the first thing to go.
Yeah,
is arts.
Yeah, so if you could break down, you know, I guess as manager and coordinator, why would you suggest this school to parents?
Well, I would suggest the Rock School for Dance Education. The school itself is celebrating its 50th year, which is
Whoa.
A wonderful thing.
Oh, my goodness.
We train pre-professional dancers for the goal to actually become a professional dancer. So most of our students, especially in the older levels, are already gaining contracts or performing. So
nice.
Their goal is to actually be that professional dancer.
Right.
The wonderful thing that the Rock School does do is that they have an outreach program, which is Rock Reach.
Yeah.
And we have a three-tier part to that Rock Reach program. And one is in-school residency and
okay.
after-school program. We also do Dynamics of Dance, which is either an assembly or a field trip out to the Rock School.
Okay.
Within that little sector, we also invite about 1,800 school children to
wow.
the Merriam Theater to see Nutcracker 1776
wow.
every holiday,
wow,
which is great. And then we also have something called the City Dance Audition,
okay.
which will be happening on June 8th this year.
Nice.
You don't have to have any dance training. You just have to be ages 6 to 11.
Okay.
You come out to the school. You don't have to wear dance clothes. And we offer about 30 scholarships to students every year.
Nice.
And the wonderful thing about these scholarships, the directors of the school, Beau and Stephanie Spassoff, really support this program, and the scholarships don't
yeah.
end. As long as those children continue to show that they're holding their GPA, that they're coming to class,
right.
that they are learning and working and they're reaching their goals as a dancer,
yeah.
they stay with our program. So we get to see
yeah.
a child come up from, you know, a low income area
right.
that's able to come into the school and learn how to dance
yeah.
and hopefully become a professional dancer. And even if they don't become a professional dancer, they're learning so many skills, and they're
right.
even, they can help themselves get into college through a dance scholarship. Even some of them, you know, have gone into different high schools,
yeah.
you know, just to get out of their neighborhood. So it's just a wonderful program in general.
Yeah, I was going to say that even if you're someone who, I mean, you don't know, sometimes you don't know at a young age, you might not know, but then you take these dance courses and of course may do it long term and as a career. But even still, if you don't do that, just the communication skills, the social skills, the discipline that you would
mm-hmm.
learn as a child just to go into whatever it is you opt to go into mm-hmm. in your future, I think is a great thing.
Absolutely. Dance is very disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very disciplined to be a dancer. Our school is a ballet school. We also have a satellite school in Westchester.
Okay.
Which holds ballet, jazz, tap, hip hop. The Rock School Rock Center in Center City
yeah.
is mainly a ballet facility. We do have an urban hip hop movement
okay.
Class, which is really cool. But in our Rock Reach program, when we're going into the Philadelphia school system,
yeah.
we are teaching all different types of dance, whether it's ballet, jazz, hip hop.
Yeah.
Especially with the little ones, we like to start them off with a basic knowledge of all types of dance forms,
yeah.
which is really great.
And just
they get really
see what they
yeah,
like.
And they get really excited. Yeah, cause sometimes they hear the word ballet and get a little bit
right.
nervous.
Yes.
So you know, I sneak in as much as I can, and they realize it's funny as time goes on, they realize how much they like it.
Yeah.
And I think when we do the interactive shows and they get to see our dancers,
right,
and they see that they're the same age as them and what they're doing,
right.
it inspires them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to do more. So it's really important for children to see other children their own age
yeah.
and what they're achieving.
So this program is for how many weeks? I think like the school year, correct?
It's just yes, the Rock Reach program, we usually do 36 weeks.
Okay.
There are some shorter programs, so we'll tailor to the organization, but I would say 99% of our programs go through the entire school year.
Okay.
And we also like to you know, have parents observation day at the end of the program.
Nice.
They do a performance, which is great. So they can show, we can show the process to the parents throughout the school year of
right.
what they learned and what they're doing and what they're achieving.
Right.
You know, it changes the way the students are in the classroom as well.
Yeah.
It helps them academically.
Yeah.
You know, the discipline again in dance will, you know, move over into the classroom.
Yeah.
They're more dedicated to learning. Mm-hmm. They want to, you know, they're watching less TV.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
they're working on the goals of, you know, they're going home and practicing and learning different
yeah.
movements. Which
and
is
it
great.
Also, it instills that in you to, you know, I want to do this, so I have to practice and work hard at this.
Absolutely.
Like, this is the goal.
So, absolutely.
And that's important for youth to have because mm-hmm. it just continues throughout life, because then you have that goal of, you know, for some kids in low income households and things like that, sometimes, you know, they don't foresee a bright future.
No.
You know, so
no.
to have something like that to shows them that this is a goal, this is how you work for it, and yes, then you accomplish it, and mm-hmm. that's a good feeling. So then you feel that, and then you know what it is to go, you know, to go from middle school to high school and then to college. All of that stuff looks attainable,
yes.
just from learning that early on. So I think that's awesome. Yay!
Yeah, I mean, that's our biggest goal with our outreach program, is to reach these Title I schools. It's surprising to, you know, most people know that the arts are getting cut out of the school system,
right.
but you know, a lot of people find it surprising to know that physical education isn't there, that some of these schools don't even have outside play
yeah,
areas
yeah,
to
yeah.
go to. Their neighborhood is so bad that they can't go out and play
yes.
outside. So their, you know, activity level is very low while
right.
they're in school.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have physical activity, but it might be separated into four quarters. So they
right.
might only get gym for, you know, 8 weeks the entire school year.
Wow.
And that's it.
Wow.
You know, so this goes into, you know, the obesity rate.
I was going to say that, yeah, because I was actually an overweight child. But
oh,
one of the
you
things.
You look so fabulous.
Thank you. I'm like more health conscious now and mm-hmm. as an adult, but I learned a lot because of that. But one of the things, I had this discussion with another coworker of mine, that when I was a child, I was like the only overweight child.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it was a different thing. Whereas today, with the food that our children are intaking and stuff like that, it's becoming more common.
Yes.
Right. It's a totally different scale. And I'm
70%
like,
of the children in North Philadelphia are obese.
Yeah, yeah.
70% of our children in North Philadelphia are obese.
Yeah. And definitely, like, it just takes moving the body.
It,
you know?
It really
it just
does.
Takes moving the body.
It absolutely does. And, you know, obesity leads to other things like type 2 diabetes,
yeah.
Health problems, and even different forms of cancer.
Yeah.
So to dance, you can dance anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
they can go home and they can practice and they can dance and
yeah.
they can move. And it's so important to have these kids getting up and moving.
Right.
We can dance anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we have to watch our space when we go into a school. You know, the floors, just make sure, you know, so we can tailor our program. You know, if the floors aren't as good, we don't have to jump as much.
Right.
But we can move a lot. You know, there's so, I mean, it's very easy to fit dance into any school.
Right.
You know, and make it workable.
Yeah. So how many schools are you in now throughout Philadelphia? Is it?
We are currently in 14 schools.
Okay.
And we are on the rise, which is great. For next September, it looks like we're going to be at least doubling or possibly tripling that, which
oh,
is
wow, that's
fantastic.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We reach actually about 12,000 kids a year.
Nice.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. through our performances. We do a show at the Mann Center in the summer.
Okay.
We have
yep.
our Nutcracker. And also the assemblies and the field trips out to the school. So we're reaching a lot of children throughout the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
Within our Rock Reach residency programs, we're probably reaching a little over 1,000 students right now.
Okay, so Rock Reach just goes into the different schools. Is there
yes.
like a facility that Rock Reach has that students could come to you? Or is it just strictly
well,
into schools?
You know, we integrated into our school itself through the City Dance program. So we
okay.
have, you know, especially if we find a really talented kid in one of our residency
yeah.
sites, we automatically try and integrate them into the school so they can
okay.
start the after school training.
Yeah.
And the City Dance program integrates the Rock Reach residency students into the school
okay.
as well. So some of the, I mean, we really work hand in hand. So our,
okay.
our rock company at the Rock School performs for our Rock Reach residency
yeah.
kids. You know, so really all ties together.
Yeah.
So we do in school, which is during school hours, and then we're also a part of after school programs.
Yeah.
And we work with so many fabulous organizations like Congreso de Latinos.
Nice.
Yes, which, I mean, they're amazing. And the things that they do, and they put us into their after school programs. And we're starting to work with United Communities of Southeast Philadelphia.
Okay.
And hopefully the Dream Academy. And the Dream Academy has one incarcerated parent.
Okay.
For students. So they're trying to break that cycle.
Okay.
So we reach out to these organizations that are really, you know, in those areas that they're trying to break the cycle, you know, of these kids and get them into, you know, different activities and arts and broaden, you know, their chances, you know, of moving through, and you know, high school and moving through into college and showing them that there is hope and there is a future.
Right, right. And just so that they're not bored, because, you know, when you have idle time,
absolutely,
that's how you just get into ridiculousness.
Yeah, well, you know, our teachers at our sites, they really talk about how, you know, after the kids come back from dance class, they're actually more focused.
Nice, yeah.
They're more focused. They're more settled down. We find that they test better.
Yes.
On their aptitude tests. They test better in their aptitude tests. They also test better just in general. They miss less school. So they come to school more. They're excited about the program.
Yeah.
So recently the PSSAs have been going on.
Right.
So we have had some changes in our schedule, and I'll come in to teach, or our other teachers will come in to teach, and they'll be like, "Where were you on Wednesday? Why weren't you here?"
Oh.
So they really love the program. Yeah. I have yet to meet one student that hasn't liked to dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprisingly, you would think some of the kids would be hesitant, but, you know, right away,
once they're in it, they're in it.
They're in it, and they love it, and they love to perform on stage. They love to get the opportunity to perform, too. It's really exciting.
Yeah. You know? How long have you been dancing?
I have been dancing 31 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
A very long time. I was a professional dancer before moving into working with the Rock School. I started as a faculty member about 10 years ago.
Okay.
They really taught me how to be a teacher.
Awesome. You know,
the directors, Bo and Stephanie Spassoff, are wonderful at what they do.
Yeah.
And within there, too, as well, the faculty members, some of the ballet masters and mistresses really took me under their wings and helped me learn to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And then I started working in the Rock Reach program about 6 years ago and automatically fell in love with
it.
I mean, it's my heart. I absolutely love it. I adore the kids. I think it's so important. I'm constantly trying to put this in as many schools as we can and get it out there. And when the opportunity came around to take over as a manager, I just had to hop on it, beg and plead any way possible, because I wanted to. You know, at the time that I came on board 2 years ago as a manager, we had lost all of our funding. We were moving down to about just three schools. So over the course of the past 2 years, we've, you know, tripled the amount of schools we're in. We're opening up. We're getting the communication out there needed to reach the organizations to put this program in. You know, because there's a lot of organizations that have funding for after school programs.
Right,
so
right.
We're able to reach out to them and say, hey, we have this program. It's wonderful and fantastic, and we can offer this to your kids. And it's just been a...
What's like your contact info, a website and a phone number if someone just wanted to reach out, whether a parent or an organization,
absolutely,
a school that's interested?
So the website for the school is www.therockschool.org.
Okay.
And on there you can click on outreach and you'll learn all the information about Rock Reach as well as the school. We have a lot of different things on YouTube, so there'll be links to YouTube there as well.
Yeah.
And I can be emailed at the Rock School, rockreach@therockschool.org.
Oh, rockreach@therockschool.org.
Yes, that was a mouthful. I couldn't get that out.
Okay, so is there a limit to how many students can be in the after school program? Like, how many students per teacher, I guess?
You know, it depends on the aid we have in the classroom.
Okay.
You know, we generally like to keep it around 15 to 20 students.
Okay.
But some schools we go to, we get the entire student body.
Oh, wow.
So if we have grades, you know, kindergarten, first, second, third, we get them all.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's 30, 35 kids right. in a classroom. So as long as the teacher's in the classroom with us and we have a little right. help, it's yeah. absolutely fine.
Yeah, you can
it's
handle.
It's absolutely fine. I put X's on the floor so they have spacing and we learn how to move around and dance.
Right.
Containing our space and, you know, not hitting it right. into anybody. But
yeah, it's like that yeah. in what's that class? A Zumba class sometimes yes. that I take that gets so packed yes. and it's like you don't want to hit the person.
No, absolutely.
Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all of the, you know, they really learn what a dance class is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great when we get to take them over to the Rock School and they can take dance in our state-of-the-art studios.
Yeah.
They are amazed. They see the mirrors and the bars right. and the dance floors, and it's so nice just to have the connection.
Yeah,
you know, to bring them into the school and also have this in their school to
right.
make those connections together.
Yeah, and it's just it opens the eyes of a child. It really does, because sometimes if you're in a certain community and you just don't know. You know, I always say this also with traveling. You know, there are some people that have never been outside of Philadelphia for mm-hmm. whatever reason, you know, and I've been blessed to be able to travel, not extensively, but I've gone other places and at a pretty young age as well. Like, even if it was just a trip to Baltimore to right. the aquarium, even if, you know, stuff like that
absolutely.
with my parents. And so I do. I think that it's good just to see different avenues and different mm-hmm. things. It just opens your world up to the possibilities yeah. of life. So,
well, in the low income areas in the Title I schools, the yeah. chances of those children being in an after school art activity
yeah.
is so minimal.
Yeah.
You know, where some of us can put our kids into karate or dance or
right.
different things.
Yeah.
They don't have that
yeah.
opportunity because of the funds are not there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and also the chance of them to go to Center City
yep.
to a theater
yeah.
and see a professional or pre-professional.
I was going to say that
dance
with the Nutcracker, that's a great
yes,
experience.
They don't get that chance.
Yeah.
And we booked that place too. I mean, the last seat, every seat was filled. So we're looking to open a second show this year, which is going to be great.
Okay.
So that'll double the amount of kids to come out and get to see the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful because they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's great within our residencies. We go in and we prepare for them to see the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
So some of the schools will play the music over the loudspeaker.
Uh-huh.
The teachers will teach different parts so they have an understanding of what they're going to see.
Yeah.
You know, and they love it. And, you know, it's also wonderful for the boys to see our male dancers
right.
and what they can do. They're always amazed.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't get over how high they can jump and how they lift.
Yeah.
You know, and how much more, you know, the male role of a dancer has changed so much over,
yeah.
you know, the past several years. You know, they dance so much more instead of just being somebody who lifts the girl from place to place. They are dancers and they are athletes. I mean, we are athletes 100%.
Right.
You know, and we like to relate that to the children as well, that basketball players, football players, they
yeah.
all do a form of ballet.
Right.
They have to stretch.
Yes.
You know, so all of that, even if they don't necessarily like dance or like ballet, they'll understand and relate, is this going to make my game better? Am
right.
I going to be able to, you know, jump higher to put my basket in the net? Am I going to be able to run
yeah.
faster? Is my
yeah.
flexibility going to be stronger? So
yeah.
we also try and, you know, put all of those, you know, things into our program.
Yeah.
You know, strength, stretch, core building, you know, stamina.
Yeah.
You know, building the partnerships, working together as a team, it
yeah.
helps their self-esteem.
Right.
So we really try and promote all of those things to the children that we teach.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. I love it. Christina, thank you so much for coming
sure.
by. Really quickly, if you could just give the website again for someone who's just tuning
sure.
in.
It's www.therockschool.org.
Yes.
And you can email me at rockreach@therockschool.org.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love it so much. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in.
You so much for having me.
No
I appreciate
problem.
It.
And do not move. On Your Mind with Mia Mendez continues in 6 minutes. I will have Terry Pittman in the studio of Urban League Philadelphia.